Sir Joshua Easement, A Biographical Note. Written for Imagined Lives, National Portrait Gallery, London, January 2010. A year or two ago, the National Portrait Gallery asked a number of authors to write a very, very brief biography of one of the Elizabethan grandees whose faces were on display in the gallery, though, alas, nobody could be found who knew who they were. I took it as seriously as I suspect they wanted. Sir Joshua Easement of Easement Manor, Shrewsbury, was, in his own estimation at least, one of the last of the old Elizabethan sea dogs, an ambition that was somewhat thwarted by his total lack of a grasp of the principles of navigation. Documents in the National Maritime Museum reveal that Sir Joshua's navigational method mainly consisted of variations on the theme of bumping into things, and this was exacerbated by his absolute blindness to the difference between port and starboard. It was a joke among those seafarers who were lucky enough to have sailed with him and survived that this was because he had never drunk starboard, but had drunk practically everything else. Such of his papers as survive give a tantalizing hint that in failing to discover the Americas, he may inadvertently have discovered practically everywhere else. What can we make of the mention of a land of giant jumping rats, found in the Southern Oceans, but, owing to Sir Joshua's record-keeping, lost the following day? Nevertheless, quite late in the reign of Elizabeth I, he succeeded in not only finding the Americas, but also in finding England again. He then, with much ceremony, presented to Good Queen Bess a marvellous and intriguing animal from that far-off country, whose black and white fur he deemed very attractive and fit for a queen. It was at this point the court really understood that, in addition to a sense of direction that meant that he frequently arrived in court with his shoes on the wrong feet, Sir Joshua also had no sense of smell whatsoever. This led to the queen, despite her growing infirmities, going on progress again at quite a high speed. When frantic courtiers asked about the destination, she said, "Anywhere away from that bloody man!" However, even as relays of servants were scrubbing the palace floors and the female skunk was giving birth in the cellars, the Queen gave Sir Joshua the office of Captain of the Gongfamores, or in other words, put him in charge of the latrines, a post for which he was clearly well suited. Oblivious to the sniggers of the other courtiers, he took this position extremely seriously, and even adopted on his coat of arms the motto, "Quod init, exire oportet." What goes in must come out. Dr. John Dee said of him, "He is a man born under the wrong stars, and has never learned which ones they are." Dogged to the end, and oblivious to the noxious gases that only he could not smell, he spent the last years of his life in the following century trying to find a way to harness their igniferous nature, achieving an overwhelming success, which led to his hat being found in King's Winford and his head being found in a bear pit in Dudley.